Good morning. No, God hasn't given me the gift of tongues. Here we go. Oh, okay. This is a good time. Yeah. The only verses are from here. So. Okay, go ahead. We'll give Sean a moment to get set up. Why don't we pray while he does that? Thank you, Father, for giving us this time, this glorious time of worship. And we also remember you put us and brought us to this country where we have many freedoms. And this is the day that in this nation we celebrate the independence and the freedoms that eventually came with that. But it is to you that the credit and glory goes for those.
Now we stand and we sit in this sanctuary in your presence without fear of harm or fear of persecution to freely worship you, and we glory in you, and we ask that your name be glorified and our hearts be changed that we might serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What is one practice that baseball, the Marines, and firemen have in common?
打棒球的跟海军陆战队以及消防队员他们相同的地方是什么呢?
Think about it. One thing they do, baseball, Marines, and firemen.
我们想想看, 棒球员还有海军陆战队, 士兵以及消防队员, 他们有什么相同的地方?
Anybody have a guess? Well, that's an excellent guess,
but they had that in common. That is true. There's
another thing they have in common. Practice.
Okay.
Practice. That's what I'm looking for. 很多的练习。And what do they do at practice? They go back.
当他们练习的时候,他们是怎么样做呢? 他们是回到最基本的。
And why?
为什么?
Because you can't get away from the basics.
因为我们脱离不了我们的最基本的。
In many of the war films I have watched, when they're getting ready to go into battle, the leader tells them, remember your training and you will do well.
我看了许多战争的影片, 当士兵要去前线打战的时候，他们的官长都告诉他们说：“你们要记住你们在受训的时候所学的一切。”
Paul keeps going back to the basics. Have you noticed that?
我们也看到使徒保罗告诉他也是常常回到最基本、最根基的一些事情。
In verses 6 and 7 of the passage for today, Paul takes us back to the basics.
今天我们读的经文第六节第七节，使徒保罗他要我们回到我们的根基。
In verse 6 he says, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord.
第六节说,你们既然接受了主基督耶稣。
I don't think you can get any more basic than this.
我想我们没有比这个再更基本的。
You didn't have much preparation. I sent a draft of my sermon to our translator, but something happened. Maybe she got beamed up to the Starship Enterprise or whatever.
Okay, 我们今天翻译人被。
马牧师今天不知道，他本来不知道是我翻译的。 He's taking us back to the day of our new birth in Christ.
保罗把我们带到我们当初信主的那一天。
And the day that we receive Christ as Lord.
我们接受主耶稣基督做我们救主的那一天。
And he doesn't say the day we receive Christ as mommy and daddy. He does not say.
Oh, 他并没有说,
the day we receive Christ as mommy and daddy.
他并没有明讲说我们在那一天接受主耶稣基督做我们的爸爸妈妈。
And notice he doesn't even say the day we receive Christ as Savior.
他并没有明明的讲出来说我们在那一天接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
But just as he says in the book of Romans, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
但是就像他在罗马书那边所讲的，凡称主名的就必得救。
In fact, if you go back in chapter 1 of Colossians, Paul is emphasizing the lordship of Christ in salvation.
正如他在哥罗西书第一章那边讲到，凡接受主做救主的。
That salvation is coming back and submitting to the King of the universe and of our very lives.
救恩就是我们接受耶稣基督在我们的生命里面做我们的主。
Just as you receive Christ, well, how do we receive Christ?
正如我们既然第六节这边讲，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，我们是怎么接受了主基督耶稣呢？
Were we great and wonderful and marvelous people who deserve to be saved?
难道我们是在我们的生活品性上都能够达到一个完美的地步而配得这样的救恩吗？
No, the basics remind us it is by grace alone that we are saved.
不，我们能够得救是因为神的恩典。
And we receive Christ by grace, therefore we ought to walk in him by grace alone.
我们既然因神的恩典接受了主的救恩，我们就应该因他的恩典遵他而行。
And it is in Christ alone that we are saved.
而且我们得救是完完全全是因为神的恩典。
Not in any other person, not in any other means.
并不是因为任何其他人或者是其他的事物的关系。
And through faith alone, not by our works, not by our might, but through faith.
并且是完完全全的借着我们的对神的信心，不是靠着我们的行为。
So Paul is taking us to the very basics of the Christian faith.
所以保罗在这边把我们带回 基督教信仰的最根基。
He's talking to a church.
保罗在这边是对一个教会所讲这样的话。
He's talking to people who already know these things.
他是在跟一群已经知道这些事情的人说这样的话。
And he has taken them back to this basis.
但是保罗在这边特别把他们再带回到基督教信仰的根基。
And verse 7, he goes on to say that we are to be rooted and built up in him.
第七节，在它里面生根建造。
I picture a plant with its roots going down deep, sinking into the soil.
让我们看到这样一个图画，就是有一根树，它生根，这个根能够深深的长在土里。
And not only do the roots anchor the plant, but many of its nutrients are taken up from the soil itself.
这个根，这个树根不但使这根树能够稳固，并且能够从土里吸收各样的养物，让这棵树可以生存。
We are that plant, and Christ is the soil.
我们就是这个树，基督就是这个土壤。
Christ alone.
没有基督,
no other soil.
没有别样的土壤。
And then he says in verse 7, to be strengthened in the faith.
在第七节,保罗又说,信心坚固。
Whenever Paul says the faith, he is using a technical term.
当保罗讲到信心的时候,他是讲到一个 technical term?
Technical.
一个很技术性的一个名词。
Something like that. I don't know. When he says the faith, he means all the fundamental theological teaching that he has been given them through all these years. Everything that surrounds the gospel of Christ.
who he is, who we are, you remember all that, right?
Right. Oh, 我讲到信心的时候，他是讲到那么多年以来，所有在神学、在道理上面，在所讲到关于我们的信仰，并且讲到我们关于福音，我们所应该要相信的。
In other words, we are to keep on going back to the fundamental theological teachings that He's given us, and root and strengthen ourselves, because the world is teaching us many other things.
换句话说，我们必须要回到所有我们所接受的，在我们的信仰、在神学上面，我们知道的关于对神的的道理，因为这个世界不断的告诉我们别样的信仰。
I think you're adding to me now.
No, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah. Overflowing with thankfulness, he said.
保罗又说，感谢的心也更增长了。
Now, I don't know if anywhere else that I can remember when Paul talks about the gospel, that he talks about this.
我不知道在圣经里面别处有没有别的地方保罗讲到这一方面，就是感谢的心也更增长。
But it certainly is implied.
但是保罗他的确是有这样的一个这样的一个用意了哈，就是
Picture a man trapped in the cave and of a coal mine.
我们可以想到有一个人，他被困在这个黑暗的这个煤矿里面。
Six days later, the rescuers finally get him and pull him out.
然后六天以后，这个来救他的人终于把他救出来。
Certainly, he wouldn't be crying because they saved him. He would be happy. He would be joyful, and he would be thanking them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 谢谢，谢谢，谢谢。
当他得救的时候，他一定不会很悲哀的哭着，他一定是满心欢喜快乐，并且不断的对这些来救他的人说谢谢谢谢。
The psalmist tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
诗篇里诗人告诉我们说，
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
神的喜乐是我们的力量。
A life of thankfulness, a person who lives in thankfulness to God, is a person who lives in the strength of his joy.
这个蒙神拯救的人，他们是以欢喜快乐的心活在神的恩典里面。
In essence, what Paul is saying here is, you thankfully live in the Lord alone by faith alone.
所以保罗在这边基本上告诉我们的就是说，我们以感恩的心。靠着耶稣基督能够活在神的恩典里。
Thankfully live in the Lord alone by faith alone.
靠着感恩的心。
But why does he say this?
为什么保罗告诉我们这一点呢？为什么保罗强调这一点呢？
Don't we all already know these things?
难道我们已经知道这些事情了吗？
Why is he taking us back to the basics?
为什么保罗特别要把我们带回基督教的根基呢？
Look at verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
This is part of the answer.
这边保罗给我们答案的一部分。
See to it that no one takes you captive.
你们要谨慎否则不要让人把你们掳去。
Watch out. Be aware.
你们要注意要谨慎。
Beware of those things that enslave us.
你们要对那些能够把我们掳去的事情，我们要特别小心。
Beware of the slavers.
我们要对那些来掳我们的人要小心。
There is no neutral territory in our life.
当我们生活里面没有这个中立的立场。
This is a myth of the 19th and 20th centuries that there is a neutral ground.
这个就是19、20世纪的一个神话。
Jesus already warned us before, we are constantly in spiritual danger.
耶稣基督已经提醒我们并且警告我们，我们要常常的要小心。
And so we need to be constantly training, constantly, constantly, constantly going back to the basics.
我们要继续不断的来锻炼，继续不断的回到我们信仰的根基。
What are the things that will enslave us?
有什么事情会来把我们掳去呢？
It could be anything or anyone.
其实可以是任何事情，也可以是任何的人。
I had an aunt who, she's passed away and gone with the Lord, but she had trouble with alcohol for many years.
我有一个阿姨，她已经去世，回到主的怀中，但是她在她活着的时候呢，她有酗酒的的问题。
That's an obvious one to us.
这是一个很明显的一个例子。
After she dealt with her alcohol problem, she shared with me about how she discovered she had an ice cream problem.
当她把酗酒的问题断掉以后，她跟马牧师分享说，她现在又有了她又这个对这个冰激凌上瘾。
Yeah, 冰激凌。I love ice cream too.
Me too.
But she was compulsive. She found she couldn't control herself.
她觉得她自己没有办法控制自己。
She could eat a gallon at a time.
她可以一次吃掉一个加仑的冰激凌。
And she found she couldn't stop herself.
而且她她发现她没有办法停止自己。
And so she had to make herself stop eating ice cream completely, just like alcohol.
所以她就只好完全停止吃冰激凌，就像她完全停止喝酒一样。
So could be anything from alcohol to ice cream.
所以如我们的可以吃任何的事情，就像冰激凌或者是酒精。
It could be anything from TV to gardening.
可以是电视。或者是做园艺。
Anything from sports to monopoly.
可以从我们从体育到monopoly 大富翁嘛，对吧？
The game. Anything that monopolizes your thinking and your time.
任何事情会掌管我们的思想和时间的。
Anything that can dominate your will.
任何事情会来统治我们的意念。
But Paul has something a little bit different in mind here.
但是保罗在这边另外还有一件事情。
It becomes clear in the second part of verse 8.
在第八节的第二段就比较明显。
For not only does he say, see to it that no one takes you captive, but then he tells us captive by what?Through hollow, deceptive philosophy and that depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than Christ.
这个我们要注意的会如我们的另外一件事情，就是保罗在这边所讲的，有人会用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学来把我们掳去。
Well, he is warning them againsThe thing that could enslave them was wrong belief.
保罗在这边警告他们的就是有人会用错误的信仰来捆绑他们。
Someone or some group more likely had taken them from the freedom that they had in Christ.
某一些人会利用他们在基督耶稣里面的自由。
Some group had brought to them some teaching that was enslaving them.
把一些的教导带进来，来捆绑他们。
Most likely it was a teaching that went something like this. You want to be a good Christian with a victorious life, you have to be circumcised.
很可能的，这些教导里面会讲到，如果会告诉这些基督徒说，假如你们要过一个得胜的生活的话，你们就必须接受割礼。
Jesus was a Jew.
因为耶稣基督他自己曾经是个犹太人。
You need to become a Jew too.
你必须要成为一个犹太人。
And then the ground that the roots we're in was shifted from Christ and his person and his work to some other concept.
当他们这样做的时候，他们这个树的根基就从耶稣基督的身上移到这些人和他们的教导上面。
And so Paul takes them back to the base.
所以保罗在这边再一次把他们带回信仰的根基。
And then Paul goes on to remind them of the authority and the So, Paul goes on to remind them of the authority and the sufficiency of their Lord.
所以保罗就再一次的来提醒他们，基督他的权柄和他一切的丰盛。
That is why he says in verses 9 and 10, this is also basic stuff.
保罗在第九节和第十节继续的告诉我们。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
He reminds them.
他提醒他们
that to call Jesus Lord is not just to use some empty title.
当我们称基督为主的时候，我们并不是只是随随便便的来叫他。
He is God.
他是神。
He is over every other authority and power.
他是所有执政掌权者的元首。
Some group had enslaved them with a concept that they need to do more.
有一群人告诉这一在哥罗西的基督徒，他们得。除了他们信仰以外，他们得必须再多做一些事情。
You want God to be pleased with you?
你们要讨神的喜悦吗？
Then you have to keep a good quiet time every Sunday.
所以那你们礼拜天早上就得有一个灵修的时间，要有一个 quiet time,
devotional
灵修的时间。
Yeah. Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
礼拜天、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六，每一天，好，早上，
对对对，
然后礼拜，每一天，
对对对。Sometimes I understand. If you want to have God pleased with you, you have to go to worship every Sunday.
如果你要讨神的喜悦，你每个礼拜天都要去参加崇拜。
And on the list goes.
然后。还有其他许多你必须要做的事情。
Now let me stop here a minute, at least you misunderstand me. I don't want you to misunderstand me, so I'm going to say something. Okay. I'm not saying these things are not important.
我并不是说这些事情不重要。
They are for our health.
哦，这些对我们灵命的健康都有好处。
And God wants us to do them because they are good for us and our relationship with Him.
神要我们做这些事情，因为他会帮助我们，增进我们与神的关系。
But they don't make Him any more or less pleased with us.
但是这些事情并不会使神对我们，并不会使神更加的喜悦我们。
They are not the basis of our relationship.
因为他们并不是我们与神关系的根基。
But somehow, some way, some group got their basis on their relationship with God on what they were doing.
但是有一些人，他们会把与神的关系呢建筑在其他的事情上面。
And so Paul reminds them of the finished work of Christ.
所以保罗在这边提醒他们，耶稣基督所成就的大功。
In verse 11, he says, In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature.
在十一节，你们在他里面也受了不是人所行的割礼。
In verse 12, he goes on to say, We have been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through faith and the power of God.
十二节，你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
In verse 13, he says, when you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ.
十三节，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
And in verse 14, he talks about how in Christ all the accusation against us has been canceled, and Christ in verse 15 has disarmed all powers and authorities.
第十四节，保罗继续告诉我们，在基督里我们一切的控诉都已经废去，并且呢，在第十五节，所有的执政掌权的都被基督掳来，明显给众人看，我们就靠着十字架夸胜。
This is all basic.
这些都是我们最信仰最基础的最基本的。
This is all fundamental Christianity 101.
这是我们基督教信仰的根基。
But they needed to be reminded.
但是我们必须不断的被提醒。
And we need to be reminded also.
我们并且我们也不断的提醒我们自己。
All the other messages are out there.
所有这些这些世界上的信息都在外面。
I was watching a television series recently.
最近我在看一个电视节目。
I mentioned television because so many people watch so much television.
我特别讲到电视，因为我知道我们中间许多人很多的电视，包括我自己。
And one of the basic premises in this series is this guy was really, really bad.
在这个电视剧里面有这样一个人，他是个大坏蛋。
And then he regrets all the evil things he's done.
但是他非常痛后悔他做了这些坏事。
But now he's living the rest of his life doing good and helping people.Seeking redemption, they use the word in the series. He is seeking redemption.
所以他就过他的余生，在他的余生中呢，他就做努力做好事，为了要来弥补他从前做的这些坏事。
And in many ways, it is a very noble concept, is it not?
在我们看来，这是一个很高贵的一个理想。
But we are mistaken if we think we can work our redemption and earn it from God.
但是假如我们觉得我们可以凭自己的行为来弥补我们从前所做的，来换取神的救恩的话，我们就错了。
And the same message can be found in a lot of anime that our youth and young adults watch. Anime.
我在许多青少年看的这些漫画里面，我们也看到同样的的信息。
We hear it every day.
我们每天都会听到这样的事。
But the message of working out our salvation or working out our redemption is not only found outside the church; it is also found within the church itself.
凭自己的努力来得救，这样的信息不但是在教会里面可以找到，更是充满在这个每天在外面的这个世界上面。
Such was the case with the Church of Colossae.
就如同在哥罗西的教会。
And we know that was the case in the Church of Galatia.
我们也看到这也是在加拉太教会的情形。
And all too often, if we're not careful, it can happen in our own very church here.
如果我们不小心的话，也会发生在 Lord 的教会，我们自己的教会。
Maybe even unintentionally, it will slip through our lips.
或许当我们不注意的时候，就会从我们的口里说出来。
But not only can you find it in church, you can find it within our own very hearts.
不但是在我们教会里面，甚至在我们自己的心里面，我们也会找到这样的思想。
It is our very nature to try to make things better.
这是我们人的本性，我们想要 然后不断的改善。
And when we feel guilty to do something to make others and God happy with us again.
We feel guilty.
When we feel guilty.
哦，当我们觉得有罪恶感的时候，我们就会努力来啊、为神做一些事情。
In fact, that's probably the most common place we find this message is from our very own self.
所以，啊、保罗的这个信息常常其实是发生在我们自己身上。
So unless you thankfully live alone in the Lord alone through faith alone, you will be enslaved.
所以如果我们不靠着单独靠着基督和神的我们对神的信心而活的话，我们就会落在这样的境况里面。
It is a daily battle for us for which we need to go back to the basics.
这是我们每天生活的一个征战，我们必须要努力回到我们信仰的根基。
This is why Paul goes back to the basics.
这也就是为什么保罗要提醒我们回到信仰根基。
Because daily we need to thankfully live in the Lord alone through faith alone, lest we become enslaved.
因为我们必须每一天在生活里面不断的努力回到信仰的根基，免得我们落在这样的网络里。
For it is thanks to God that reminds us we have something to be thankful for and someone to be thankful for.
我们必须要不断的想到，要数算许多能够感谢神的事情，也为了别人来感谢神。这样子生活在一个感恩的生活里面。
Thankful for what?
为什么感恩呢？
Thankful for his salvation.
我们为他的救恩感恩。
We were once that coal miner stuck in the coal mine and we could not get out.
我们曾经就像这个现在黑暗煤坑里的人一样，我们没有办法自己走出来。
Only he could save us and so he did.
唯有神可以拯救我们，并且他也真正的，他也果然的拯救了我们。
And when we're being thankful to him, we got our eyes off ourselves and off the
devil. 当我们感谢神的时候，我们就把我们的眼目从自己的身上转到神的身上。
We're to thankfully live in the Lord, but what does it mean to live?
我们必须以感恩来生活。我们怎么生活呢？
It is the pattern of choices.And activities that we make.
就是我们的在生活当中我们的举动以及我们所做的决定。
It is the motives and the desires that drive us in life.
我们的动机和我们的思想。
And when these are centered in the Lord.
是不是都是以基督为中心。
Then we will be safe from being conquered and enslaved.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就会能够抵挡这样的一个陷阱，这样的网络。
All of us face the same danger.
我们所有的人都面对这样子的危险。
I can't tell you how many times, even in a given week, I'm tempted to go back to what I can do for God to make God happy with me.
我可以坦白地告诉你们，我自己常常会碰到这样子的一个这样的一个征战哈，一个引诱。
How many times when I do something wrong or think something wrong, I think, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this now, and you'll be happy.
我不知道有多少时候，当我做错了，或者是我想错了一些事情，我会对神说我会变成发明啊，I'm not sure I finish your sentence.
How many times I do something wrong or feel guilty and I think if okay, for now I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to do this and I'll be right with you, God.
很多时候当我做错或者是我想错了一些事情，我会跟随说从此以后我要这样做，我不再那样做。
And God has to remind me no.
但神就提醒我们说提醒我说不
absolutely not
绝对不是这样
turn to Jesus
转向基督
trust him
信靠他
and what he has done
信靠他为你所做的
Maybe a great theologian says that Christianity is not about do but about done
许多伟大的神学家告诉我们说我们的信仰不是靠着我们能做什么而是靠着已经成就的
We are all about what we do but Christianity is all about what Christ has done
我们自己常常是看我们能做什么但是基督教的信仰是靠着基督已经为我们所成就的
Do you want to live guilt free?
你要没有罪疚感的 生命吗
To live in the Lord.
那你就必须要活在基督里。
Not in who you are and what you do and what you wish to do.
不是靠着你是谁或者是你能做什么或者是你希望能做什么。
That would just lead to guilt.
如果你这样做的话只会增加你的罪疚感。
But sink the roots of your life deep into Christ the Lord.
我们应该要让我们在基督耶稣里面生根
and strengthen your faith
坚固我们的信心
lazy Christians or weak Christians
懒惰的基督徒是软弱的基督徒
lazy Christians come to church Sunday after Sunday and they hear a message and they pray and the rest of the week they do nothing
懒惰的基督徒每个礼拜天来听道祷告但是其他的六天他们什么都不做
The Christian that strengthens his faith goes the rest of the week reading the scriptures and praying and fellowshipping with others
坚固信心的基督徒当他们离开教会回去以后他们仍然读经祷告并且与其他的信徒有团契生活
Strengthening their faith and the faith of us.
不但他们自己坚固信心，他们并且帮助其他的弟兄姐妹坚固信心。
Do you want the strength to persevere when you grow weary and discouraged?
当我们有忧患软弱的时候，我们你希望你信心坚固吗？
To live in fellowship with one another.
那我们就必须与其他的弟兄姐妹。有团契
That is the context of this whole letter.
这就是保罗在哥罗西书整个书信里面的背景。
Paul is writing to a church that he has never even visited before.
保罗写给哥罗西书教会，这是一个保罗从来没有见过面的教会。
Epaphras is the one who planted it.
以巴弗是建立这个教会的人。
But he's writing to this fellowship of believers.
但是保罗在写给这一群的基督徒。
As a fellow believer in the church universal.
因为他们是普世教会保罗的在信心里面的弟兄姐妹。
And correcting them and encouraging them.
保罗不断的来教导他们，并且correcting them and 并且坚固鼓励他们。
These are the things we need in fellowship.
这些就是我们在团契生活里面我们必须做的
as well as rebuking
不但如此我们也必须要警戒
I'm going back to 1 Timothy
我现在是想到提摩太前书那里讲
correcting, rebuking and training in righteousness
保罗在提摩太前书三章六节那里所讲的就是在3:15 这个我们在基督里面我们必须要教训督责使人归正教导人学义
And if you want to live with the strength to persevere, live a life of faith.
当我们如果在我们的灵命上面，我们要能够忍耐努力的话，我们必须要过一个感恩的生活。
Rather than complaining, why, Lord?
与其我们不断的抱怨。
Be thanking Him and trust for what He will do for the question you have.
我们要感恩，并且我们不要怀疑。
Why, Lord, did you give me a child with such a strong mouth?
我们有的时候做父母的，我们会提问神说，你为什么要给我们这么不听话的小孩？
These kids are driving me crazy.
我的小孩让我快要发疯了。
Do you know how debilitating that is over time?
你知道当我们这样想的时候，经过一段时间以后，对我们有多大的伤害吗？
Rather than saying, thank you, Lord, for giving me a strong-willed child.
与其感谢对神感恩说，谢谢神，你赐给我们这样的一个有这样的一个 strong will 啊，一个个性很强的孩子。
Because I know that in your hands, that same will that is defiant to me today.Will tell the tempter no to drugs or no to sex later.
因为这样的一强的个性，将来会让他能够向罪恶说不。
So thank you, Lord. He's gonna go crazy today. Thank you.
所以神啊，我感谢你，虽然我现在快要发疯。
It's not just seeing the silver lining in the clouds, or the positive and the negative. It's trusting that God is in control and you can trust.
并不是说我们要努力让自己能够找到一些安慰自己的事情，而是对神有信心。
So live a life of thankfulness.
在神的面前过一个感恩的生活。
And you will have the strength to persevere.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就有能力来继续的忍耐下去。
Do you want the freedom to live without fear?
你们想要有不惧怕的。的自由生命吗？
I'm talking about the fear of your relationship with God or salvation.
我所讲到的惧怕就是在对神的恐惧。
Build on what you were taught.
就是照我们所学的，我们来建造。
Build on what Paul summarizes here, that Christ's work is finished and complete and absolute authority rests in him.
是建造在保罗在这边所说的，基督耶稣所成就的已经完全了，并且他在各样的事上都是做元首。
You keep coming back to this basic, you will have no need to fear.
保罗不断的回到我们信仰的根基，告诉我们说，我们不再害怕。
What Paul is saying is you already saved. You don't need to be saved. You are saved.
保罗在这边所讲的是，我们已经得救了，我们不需要再去寻求救恩。
You're no longer in any danger.
我们已经不再处在危险当中。
So put all fear aside.
所以把我们的惧怕放到一边。
And live boldly seeking God's agenda for your life.
我们可以勇敢地为神而活。
Not let fear paralyze you into inaction.
不要让恐惧来麻痹我们的生命。
God has saved you.
因为神已经拯救了我们。
Nothing is going to happen to your soul.
我们的灵魂不再有危险。
My friends.
我的朋友。
Remember the basics.
让我们记住我们信仰的根基。
Go back to your training.
让我们回到我们当初所学的、所接受的。
And watch each other's back.
并且我们要彼此照顾。
The devil is prowling around like a hungry lion, seeking who he may devour with enslavement.
因为魔鬼到处寻求可吞吃的人。
The world is all too willing to enslave us with 100 different versions of do-it-yourself Christianity.
这个世界上也充满了许多吸引我们去靠我们自己努力的一些哲学思想。
Your own flesh is all too willing to trap you into a life of guilt, self-effort, and frustration.
我们自己的肉体也是不断的让我们吸引我们去凭自己的努力来成功。
So go back to the basics.
所以让我们回到我们信仰的根基。
Every day.
每一天。
Day after day. 每一天。
每一天。
Unless you thankfully live in the Lord alone, through faith alone, you will be enslaved.
除非我们单一的靠主而活，并且单一的信靠他，我们就会跌倒。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。